This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. On Monday, Wisconsin teachers' unions and community groups organized a car caravan from Kenosha to Madison, calling for state action on school reopening. Teachers' unions in Wisconsin's five biggest districts are asking Governor Tony Evers and Health Secretary designee Andrea Palm to mandate a virtual start to the school year. Amy Mizialko is president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association.
This is a time for Secretary Palm to take action. It is what Wisconsin needs from her and from the governor right now. And we have every hope that she will do her job as the person in charge of the public health of this state.
The offices of Evers and Palm did not respond to questions about whether they're considering a statewide shutdown of schools. Right now, districts are left to make the decisions locally. Milwaukee Public Schools, along with Racine, Kenosha, and Madison, are starting the year virtually. But many rural and suburban districts and private schools want to bring students back in person, because continuing with remote instruction can have detrimental academic, social, and emotional effects on students. Still, Mizialko says health needs to come first.
Right now, the public health emergency is in a far more dangerous place than it was even a couple of months ago.
Leslie Strauss teaches high school science in the Oak Creek School District, which is planning to bring students back 5 days a week with a virtual alternative for families. Strauss is still figuring out what this new school year will look like for her.
I'm not feeling awesome, I would say. Some of the plans are still up in the air, and I think myself and other teachers are kind of concerned about our personal safety.
MPS teacher Amber Mahaffey says she decided to participate in the car caravan to support educators like Strauss. Mahaffey says her daughter, who's driving in the car with her, had this question.
She asked me, "Mom, why are we doing this today? Because you get to stay at home now, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but there are hundreds of other parents out there across the state, and they have to go back to teach. And that's not right. So we're doing this for the teachers who have to go back to teach, who are being forced to teach, who still have 30 students in the classroom, no social distancing, no mask requirements. That's what this is about."
Mahaffey teaches early childhood special education, one of the most difficult groups of students to educate remotely. But she says the extra work that goes into distance teaching is worth it because students and teachers will be kept safe from COVID-19. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.